The new report from news outlets High Country News and Grist shows a checkerboarded map inside reservations. Chris Stainbrook with the Indian Land Tenure Foundation says this makes it hard for these sovereign nations to care for their lands.
How do you manage on a landscape basis your lands when you can't have jurisdiction over those other pieces that are there?
He says tribes such as the Ute are often paying thousands of dollars a year to lease that land back, and that money pays for public education, hospitals, and jails. Some states are transferring land to tribes, but Stainbrook says only when it's not worth much. He says more awareness is needed.
For National Native News, I'm Hannah Mersbach.